Okay, we are at today's daf is daf samach tes. I want to thank Menachem for again giving yesterday, and we will get back. So let's start with the two dots on samach tes and mabes. Okay, Menachem might have read a couple of these lines, but the big stugi starts with the two dots, about the 2/3 of the way down on samach tes and mabes. The Gemara had said, "Abba Rebbe Gamliel Maisa Bistuki Echash Hayadari Man." The Gemara had brought down that the Mishnah had brought down on daf samach aleph mabes, the beginning of the parak, that there was a machlokas about an Akum and one Jew in the Chatzer. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. And then all of a sudden, Rabbi Gamliel quoted the issue of the Tzduki. After the Machlokas is about Akum, Rabbi Gamliel says, there was a story with the Tzduki that used to live with us with a Mavli, and our father said, we should take out our Kalim before he comes and hasers upon us. So, the Gemara says, Tzduki, Mandekar Shmei. What does that Tzduki have to do with anything? The first two lines of the Mishnah spoke about a Nachri, and all of a sudden, Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah brings in the story of the Tzduki, Madachar Shmei. So the Gemara says, Chisuri Mechzer Vachitani. You're right, the Mishnah is missing a phrase, and this is what the Mishnah should read. After the Machlok is about a Nachri, then the Mishnah should have Tzduki Harihuka Nachri. That it's Tzduki, according to the Rabbanan, according to the Tadakama, is like a Nachri. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Tzduki, Enuk a Nachri. Rabbi Gamliel, no, it's Tzduki is not like a Nachri, Tzduki is like a Jew. Vi Omer Rabbi Gamliel, and then the story is there to back him up. There's a tzduki. There was a story of a tzduki that used to live with us in Yerushalayim. Bring out the kelim to the mavui before the tzduki comes out and asers upon you. In other words, what's the raya? What's the raya from the story? As Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah, that it must be that there was no schiris done here. Because if you did a schiris before Shabbos, if you leased out the area, then the tzduki, the other person can't go back. He's holding the money. You made a deal. You can't be chozer bo. If it's a bittul, if it's an eruv, you know, something like that, so then there's more flexibility. So that's why, actually, those of Yisrael Chaim, he might come and aser again. So it must be that there was a bittul done, and he might be chozer on his bittul, which means that we're treating him like a Jew. Because as we said, Nachrim, you cannot do a bittul with Nachrim. You'd have to do schiris. So that's the right. That's how you read the Mishnah. Vahatanya, the Gemara continues. Vahatanya Rashi points out benichusa. This is a Vahatanya that is not a question, but it's saying, and we see also in the Brisa that this is a machlokes about Stuki. The Tanakhama says, Hadar im Nachri Stuki ubaitusi. So you see the Tanakama groups Tzduki and Baitusi with Nachri. That's the Tzduki, that's the Tanakama Shita, that at least, remember, on a Drabanan level, really, Dira's Nachri, Lav Shmei Dira, but at least on a Drabanan level, all these people Aser, that's the Tanakama. And then maybe, the Shiva, you might have, Tosus points out, you might have the parentheses here, of Rav Gamliel, that ain't an Osrin, but Umaisa Besuki Yachad, Shaydarim Rav Gamliel, Bamavi Bishalayim. There was a story in Yerushalayim, about the Tzduki in Yerushalayim. The Amalam Rav Gamliel, Lubana, Rav Gamliel told his children, Banai, Maharuva, Otsiyu, Mashatem Otsiyin, Vachnisu, Mashatem Achnisim. Quickly, take out what you need to take out and bring in what you need to bring in. Achelo Yotzi Atoy Vazevi Yasar Alechem. Before this toy, before this stuki, this person comes and asers, Sharipita Rishuz Alechem, Dib Rebbe Meir, right? Bring everything out before he comes out and takes and puts his kelim out there. This was the Shita of Rabbi Meir, which was the Tanakam of the Mishnah, who says that you have to be machzike. Yes, he agrees. Let's say that a tzduki is a Jew, but you have to make sure there is a concept of being chozer from your bittul rishus. So you have to be machzik the rishus, says Rabbi Meir, before this tzduki does. That's why he said, quickly take out what you're going to take out, or bring in what you're going to bring in, and before he takes out, b'yasar aleichem, and he's going to answer it upon you. Shahari bittul rishus aleichem. He was mavatul rishus, and therefore you have to do that quickly, be machzik the rishus. We'll talk more about that in a second, but let's just finish the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Balashan Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda, just as in the Mishnah, had a parallel version, but it's going to be slightly different than the phrase that was in the Mishnah, as we'll see on the next Amud. Maharuva Asutzar Seyat Sarchichem B'mavui Achelo Techshach V'yasar Aleichem. Quickly, do whatever you have to do in the Mavui before it gets dark. V'yasar Aleichem. And if you don't do that before it gets dark, because then he will aser upon you. So we'll get back to that phrase a little later on the Anamad Beis, Anamad Aleph on the next Amud. But first let's talk about the first line. What does Rabbi Meir say? What did the Mishnah say? That you should take out your Kalim before this Stuki or this this other person takes out his Kalim, because you have to put your Kalim out there first. So what does putting your Kalim out there first do? So you put your Kalim out there first. They'll come out after you put your Kalim out there. So what does it do? Well, he was Mavata Rosh Hashanah, now he's being Choser Bo. So what does that do, that once you take out your Kalim there? So just first, Tosa points out by Vahotziyu, that it's either or. The Gemara here had mentioned, take out what you need to take out and bring in what you need to bring in. So Tosa says in Tosa's Vahotziyu, Pirish, O Hachnisu, bring out or bring in. The Mechad Minayu Havi Chazaka, Kisha'osa Davar Shahayana'asar Belo Bittel. Tosa says the point seems to be that if he wasn't Mevatel Rishus, you wouldn't be able to do this. So this is your act of bringing Kalim in or out is a reflection of your bialus, is a reflection of your control of the area, and that is why either one suffices. And this is even more explicated by Rabbeinu Yohanan. Rabbeinu Yohanan in the back says, on Daf Chaf Amabez in the back, Kivin Shechziko Atem, some are Mechalik between Rabbeinu Yohanan and the Tosfos, but others put them together. Kivin Shechziko Atem Rishona Kodem Shiyosi Kalim Lamavui, because if you would take out your kalim first, ki'ilu kenisem mimenu. It's as if it's a kinyan. To b'chol makom chazaka mo'ila b'kinyah kekesef. We know there's a concept of kinyan chazaka. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about all kinyanim are really horas bailus. All different types of kinyanim, meshicha, hagbah, chazaka, they're all different ways to reflect ownership of a certain object or of a certain area. So says Rabbeinu Yohanan, at least at a drabbanan level, that's what's going on here. When you put your kalim outside or bring them in, so it's as if you're being koneit, because you know kinyan chazaka always helps. Even though it's not really a kinyan chazaka here, you're just putting your kalim out there in a courtyard. But the chacham said that this should be good enough. Okay, so that's really what's going on here with these kalim. Why should the kalim go out? He's going to be mevatel anybody? No, once you put your kalim out there, it's a quasi kinyan chazaka, and that's why the stuki would not be able to be chozer bo. There is a machlokas we've shown him here, though. When does this kinyan have to be done? If you look at Rashi, here for a second, Vahotziyu as a kelim, right across from the Bach, Rashi says, Ukeshekidesh hayom askinan, dechazaka demi boyom lo muchacha. Says Rashi, you have to take your kelim out after it's Shabbos. That's a reflection of your bialus. If you're machzik it according to Rashi on Friday afternoon before Shabbat, that doesn't show anything. That's what Rabbeinu Yohanan also says in the continuation. If you look in the tour in Shin Pei Aleph, he says, no, you can do it beforehand. And other Rishonim say, no, you have to do it beforehand, because you can't be kona on Shabbos. You have to do it beforehand. And this is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in, interesting, it quotes Rashi by name. Rashi in Shin Pei Aleph, it says, if you're mevatel rishus and therefore you're motzi lachatzer, etc., in the mechziko bo kfar sheosiyu mibateyam lachatzer, or chizu mechaz labateyam, inu yochuz achzu mibitulo. Once you're machzik, you can't be choser. Ularashi, says the Shulchan Aruch, ein chazaka mo'elas elem kei nechziko bishach hasheicha. But the Rashi has to be afterwards. Why? Because again, if the whole idea here is a horaz violence, a reflection of ownership, so maybe that only applies in a time when it makes sense, when it's mo'el. Let's say you're buying something from your friend, and you go do a kinyan chazaka before he sells it to you. It's meaningless. After he sells it to you, it has to be in the proper frame of time frame. So here too, according to Rashi, the proper time frame is only after it's Shabbos. That's when the Kinyan Chazaka works, but not earlier. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says Yishla Hachmir, you should be Machmir for Rashi. Okay, let's continue. Yeah.
Once you did that,
then you're Machzik the Rosh Hashanah. That just prevents the Tzuki from being Choser Bo, and then you can do whatever you want. If the Tzuki agreed to be part of the Eruv, so then that's no. I don't think we're Choshesh. But maybe here he was Mavatel. So he's saying if he was Ma'arev, can he be Choser for being part of an Eruv? He already gave his bread. So are we Choser for Choser? I'm not sure. Okay. So that is the discussion of being Machzik the Rishus. So Amar Mar, second to last line. So first we're going to discuss Shitas Rabbi Meir, which was first quoted in this Brisa, and then we're going to discuss Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So there's Rabbi Meir. Amar Mar, what do we just quote in this Brisa? Hotziu ma'ashatem hotziin, v'achlisu ma'ashatem achlisim, take out what you want to take out. Or, as Tosa said, it's or, not an and. Or, take in what you want to take in. Achelo yotzi atoy v'azeb yeser aleichem, before this stuki, who only believes in Tarsha B'chsav, takes out and asks upon you, l'meimra, t'chimafki inhu, v'hadr mafik, ihu lo asar. Is this coming to tell me that if they would take out Vahadar Mafik, that he would take out Iyul Asar, he wouldn't be able to Asar it? Right, that's what we've been saying. Is it saying that once he's that everybody else is machzik, he wouldn't be able to be oser? Vatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah later on. Where's later on? On Amud Beis. Lama Klas Amud Beis. Later on, Mishnas and Rishuso. If somebody, and we had this quoted earlier, if somebody's mevatel Rishus, vahotzi pei mishogi bebeizid oser, divrei Rabbi Meir, steering Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir here in this brisa says, quickly take your kelim out so you can't be choser bo. That's number one. That's Mr. Mayor. And this Mayor in the Mishnah on Amud Beis here says if you're Bevatel Rishus, and then he's Motzi, Baby Shalgi Beis, and he's going to Aser. Isn't that in the Havamina, isn't that Mishnah also talking about where you are Machzik already? Question mark? So Gemara answers. Two answers. Amar of Yosef, Ema in Oser. Okay, either change Rabbi Meir there. Really means either Baby Shalgi Beis, he does not Aser because you are Machzik already. Or Abaya Amar, Lo Kashano. Kashach Zikabre Mavui Bamavui. Kashach Zikabre Mavui Bamavui. Simple answer. Where does he say the Kibichoser? But before the rest of the people were Machzik in that Rishus. But if they were Machzik already, so then Rabbi Meir would say that he can't be Choserba. For Hatanya, says the Gemara, after all, this is a Hatanya bin Ichusa, after all, don't we have a Brisa? The following, and the proof is going to be the last two lines of the Brisa. It's going to be a very significant Brisa, but the last two lines of the Brisa is going to be the proof that there's a difference between before and after the other people in the Mavui are Machzik the area. But first we quote the beginning of the Brisa. Achlo Nasan Rishuso. If a person was never Mevatel Rishus, Vahotzi, and then he wasn't about the Rishus. You didn't speak to him. He wasn't about it. And he took stuff out to the Mavui. Baby Shogi, Baby Mezid, Yochel Avatel. Did Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if he took stuff out, whether he did it Bishogi, he did not with Shabbos, or Bemezid, he could then, though, be Mavatel. Even though he already took stuff out, we don't say that did anything. But he could be Mavatel now. He could change his, he could now join in, and not join in, be Masalik himself and be Mavatel as Rishus. Div Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishogeg Yochel Avatel. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if he had taken out the Kalim originally, Bishogeg, then he could be Mavatel still afterwards. But Mazid. But once he brought his stuff out, but Mazid, and he knew it was Shabbos, and he brought out the Kalim anyway, then even if now he wants to be Mavatel, Eino Yochel Avatel. He can't be Mavatel. Why not? We'll explain in a minute. First, let's finish the Brisa. It's going to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Mishnah Nasan Rishuso, but once you are mevatel Rishus, vahotzi, and now you're trying to undo it. Unlike the first case, the first part of the Brisa was that you never did it, and now you're trying to be mevatel. But now you were mevatel, and now you are motzi, you're kalim. So then, be mishogeg bemezid oset divrei Rabbi Meir. Then Rabbi Meir says, oh no, then even bishogeg, we're going to be goes to shogeg to mezid. Once you're re-undoing your bittel, so then that's it. It asers because we assume you have undone your bittel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, bemezid oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, bemezid. If you took it up bemezid, then you aser because you have undone your bittel. Bishogeg, but if you only took out a shogeg, you forgot that you had done a bittel. We're not going to be gozer shogeg atu mezid. We're not going to worry about shogeg. Ain't no oser. We say it was an accident. But the last two lines of the brisa, which is why we brought this whole brisa here. But when does all of this apply? But if the people of the mavui have not taken control of the mavui yet with their kalim, but once they've been machzikit, then this one person cannot do anything else. And Rashi here said that these last two lines are going according to Rabbi Meir, and that is the proof to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir is machalik between before the Bnei Mavui are Machzik and after the Bnei Mavui are Machzik. Okay, that is all Shita Rabbi Meir. But now let's talk about this Machlokas that is brought up in the Brisa. What was the Machlokas in the Reisha of the Brisa? That before any Bittul was done, there was no Bittul done, and the guy was Motzi his Kalim, Rabbi Meir says he can still be Mevatel. Why wouldn't he be able to be Mevatel? And Rabbi Yehuda says to the Meiser, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishogeg he can be Mevatel, but Bemezid he can't be Mevatel anymore. But he took out his Kalim Bemezid. You never spoke to him about Bittel. And all of a sudden you say, could you be Mevatel your Rishus, right? Because you want to carry. No, Halacha says you can't. Why? What does Rashi say? Second line of Rashi. Yachal Vatel. So what's the issue here according to Rashi? Afagav demumarhu l'chal al Shabbos Yachal Vatel. Says Rashi, there's a status spoken about at the beginning of the Maseches Chulin, called a mumar. A mumar is somebody who is halachically losing or lost, different types of mumarim, as we'll talk about later on the daf, who has, Rahman al-Islam, lost his status of being a Jew in certain areas of halacha. So if somebody is a mumar l'chalal Shabbos, that is a very serious infraction. And it could be that he has lost his status of being a Jew in certain areas of halacha. Even though really we say mikra din, being a Jew only has one requirement, you have to have a Jewish mother. But at least halachically, for certain halachos, right? If somebody's a mumer, he doesn't need gerus if he's chozer b'tshuva. But for certain halachos, we treat him like a non-Jew. So Rashi says that's the issue going on here. When if he carries his stuff out b'mezid, right, on Shabbos, he was Machal Shabbos, and now you want him to be Mevatel, so do we treat him like a Jew where he could still do Bittel, or do we say, no, he's a Machal Shabbos, he's Machal Shabbos, therefore you have to treat him like a Goy, you have to be Socher from him. So that's the issue here. So that's Rashi. Rashi says, according to Rebbe Meir, Yochel Vatel. In other words, Rashi says that according to Rebbe Meir, even though he's a Mumer Machal Shabbos, he can still be Mevatel, don't worry about it. But Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda's sheet, Rebbe Yehuda, who says, B'mezid, Eino Yochel Vatel, that once you've taken out your Kelim B'mezid, he's been Machal Shabbos. Doraisa, Fibri Mechal Shabbos. So that is the, let me take out Doraisa, Durabanan, which we'll talk about in a second. Since he was Mechal Shabbos, even me Durabanan, that is enough to make him considered a Mumu Mechal Shabbos, and therefore he can't be Mevatel anymore because you have to treat him like a Nachri. According to Rashi, that's the Machlokas from Rabbi Yehuda, is that the issue of a Mumar Lechal Shabbos Durabanan, as I'll mention that now, Tosas Yirmasal Khan points out that this is a Chil Shabbos Durabanan. Right, but still, Mulachal Shabbos Rabbanan is enough for Reb Yehuda to say that we treat him Dino Kenachri, at least regarding this halacha, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Shin Pei Hei, Siv Gimel, where it talks about this Kazav Bittel Rishus, Yisrael Mumar Lavod Zara, O Lachal Shabbos, Afilu Eina Machalo El Abisod Rabbanan, Hare Huka Akum. He is like an Akum, and this is a major machlokas achronim. Is this a general statement that if he's Machal Shabbos Beisurei Rabbanan, he's a mumar for everything? He's considered mumar Machal Shabbos, or is it specific din regarding Eruv? So Mishnah Berurah here quotes both halachas. He quotes at least regarding Eruv. Ulinyan Shar Dvarim Yesh Min Achronim Shesovrim She'ino Chashav Kamumar Al Yedei Chil Shabbos Beisurei Rabbanan. And some yes. So that's a machlokas. But either way, at least regarding the Bir Halach has something about muksa. But if he's a mumar la last was muksa. So is that a mumar la Beisurei Rabbanan like here? It's Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah muksa. It's total bria midi Rabbanan. So that is Shitas Rashi here about mumar l'chal al Shabbos. According to Rabbi Meir,
According to Rabbi Meir,
what about Shogeg? So you go to Shogeg, got two mezid. Go to Shogeg, got two mezid.
That's.
According to Rabbi Meir, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Meir, baby Shogeg. Abba got the mumah chal Shabbos. That's going on the mezid, but it groups it with even mezid is okay. The chiddush is b'mezid. Even b'mezid is going to be mutter according to Rabbi Meir. That is Rashi, and that is how Tosfos adds on to the Rashi. But Tosfos here and the Ritva here have a number of problems with Rashi. Tosfos here, first of all, says that this guy carried out once. Right? He carried out. So he's a mumer from being Machal Shabbos once. He was carried out this afternoon. What, that's a mumer already? No, mumer is a rugil. Mumer is somebody who always does it. You don't become a mumar by just once. This is a big machlokas we showed him in Chulin, which we're not going to do. First parak in Chulin talks about, could you be, you're a mumar by shochi b'shabes shchitasok sheira, says the Mishnah, in the first parak in Chulin. So does that mean that shchita? Right, what about, isn't he a mumar already? So we shouldn't have discussed it there. But that's what Tosfos asks on Rashi here. That how could, he did it once, how are you a mumar already? And the Ritva here adds, also asking on Rashi, that here we're going to see later on in the Amud, that you're only a mumar if you do it before Hesya, in public, maybe in front of 10 Jews. Question what Befer Hesya means, but you know, this is in public. The Gemara doesn't mention that it's in public. Maybe it is. The Gemara doesn't mention it. Beferish. Va'od. Here's the question that I mentioned before. To be Shabchal Shabbos Pam Achas, Ein Adam Nasa Meshumad. The MK, Kala Osa Verbe Mezi, Ye Meshumad Lo Osa Dover. Vahalas, you're not a Meshumad from doing one, you're a bad guy. But, you know, you're not a Meshumad. She'ein Meshumad Ela Haporik Ol Hadover Hu Me Olav. Verogilav Rabo Tamid. Right, so how can you say he's a Meshumad? So that's why Tosfos quotes the Re. And the Ritva here explains a little bit more what the Re means. If you look at Tosfos' Pshat, Tosfos' Pshat is Umafarish Re, like the last 10 skinny lines. This machlokas and Rebbe Meir and Behuda has nothing to do with Mumar. The Mumar lo shayach elab adam harogil l'chal shabbosos. A Mumar is only somebody who always is l'chal Shabbos. They don't miss our cloud. It's not careful. Aval hacha. Lo barogil airi. El shemikra ba'al meirakach. No, it's about somebody who stum happened to carry out once. Shahotzi shayat dachok lefishah. Right? He had to do it. He had to get his kalem out there. So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Meir says, Yochel Avatel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eini Yochel Avatel. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita then? Rabbi Yehuda says, once he puts his kalem out in the Rishus, but Mezid can't be Avatel anymore. It's not a Mumar issue. So what's the Mumar? Tosis really doesn't explain it. Tosis just says, Eini Yochel Avatel. Why not? So that you need the Ritva. The Ritva adds in one line. Dekiva, Dehotzi, Bemezid, Olim cheskase bechatzer legiluli daita she'en erotet lehistalik misham kol oso hayom. Once he took out his kelim to the chatzer, it must be that he wants to be out here this Shabbos. It must be that he's already been megala in his das, that he wants to be out here. And even if he would say, you know, I'm mevatel my das, he doesn't really mean it. Right? Because you mevatel, ain't a mevatel belief shalem. Shekfar moser moda bitulo. He quotes the idea of moser moda. Moser moda means if somebody writes a star, but an hour ago beforehand, he had gone to two edim and say, you know what, the star that I'm going to sign in about an hour from now, I'm being forced to sign it, I'm under duress, it really is not true. That's called moser moda. So both about that in front of Adam, so it's not a good star. Because you already said beforehand that it's not going to be good what you do in an hour from now. So says the Sezra, the Tosf, the Re here, explained by Tosf and the Ritva, that's what's going on here. According to Yehuda, once you take out your Caleb Amazed, that everything else is going to be fake. Because it must be that you really want to be out in this Chatzer on Shabbos. Okay, that is the Machlokas, how to read this Gemara. Is it an issue of Mumar, Midrabanan? Or is it an issue of Masar Modah, you just did something now that you were preventing Bittul afterwards. You have to answer for Rashi, by the way. According to Rashi, you are a Mumar with one. Even just once. Even if you're not a Ragil, either you have to say he's talking about a Ragil, or you have to say some other Chiddush in Rashi. That maybe once somebody decided to act in a certain way, even if you only did it once. Maybe if you've decided. But either way, you have to answer up for Rashi. You have to give some shot in Rashi. Amar Mar, two dots. So now we spoke about the Shita of Rabbi Meir, so now we're going to talk about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Mar. So Gemara points out that we've had two versions of Rabbi Yehuda, one in the Mishnah, one in the Braisa. So Amar Mar. So first we're going to quote the one from the Braisa here. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Belashon Acheres. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? The version of the story. The Rabbi Gamliel said, "Quickly, take out your stuff before he answers." So what was the version that we had here? Maharu va'asusar chechem b'mavui. Do what you need in the mavui, right? Not take out your kalim, which is what Rabbi Meir said. That is the issue of taking out your kalim. You have to be machzik the rishus before the tzduki does. But take out your, do your needs in the mavui. Ad shelo techshach, before it gets dark. V'yaser aleichem, because by when it gets dark, he's going to answer upon you. So what does that sound like? Before it gets dark. So alma nachriyu. So if that's true, so according to the version of Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that a tzduki is a Jew, and the issue is he gonna be chozer bo on his bittel? Because the issue is, do it before it gets dark. Before it gets dark, remember we just said according to the Rashi, somebody shouldn't have to do it after it gets dark. So if you have to do something before it gets dark, it's mashma that he's treated like a non-Jew. He's a nachri, and that's why you have to do everything before it gets dark, because he wasn't about the rishus and you weren't so heard from him. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, that a tzduki is kenachri, and that's why you have to do it at shelo techshach. Ksira because vanan, because in our Mishnah back in the beginning of the parak, samach alaf amabez, achelo yotzi tanan. What is the version of our Mishnah? Take out, do all your needs before he's motzi. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah wasn't that he was a Jew, but the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Remeir in the Mishnah was, if he's a Jew, yes, but can you prevent him from being chozerbo by taking out your kalim? That's what Rabbi Yehuda had argued on. That even if you take out your stuff, if he takes out his stuff, so then he ruins it. Even if you did take out your stuff, that's why he said asut sarchechem before he takes out his stuff. But it sounds like he's treated like a Jew. So which is it, Stira and Rabbi Yehuda? So tznan ema ad shelo yotzi hayom. It doesn't mean in the Mishnah he takes out his kalim until the day goes out. Meaning, really, the Bryce's version is correct, that it's tzduki, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is really treated kenachri. Or, v'yibayisema, a different answer, lokasha, kan b'mumer l'chavol shabbos b'tzina, kan b'mumer l'chavol shabbos b'farhesya. Oh, there's a difference between somebody who's a mumer l'chavol shabbos in public or in private. In public, then he's treated like a nachri. If he's mumer, so it's the same act, but obviously it's not the same act. If somebody's a mechal Shabbos in public, that's already a higher level, a worse level, a higher level of breach of religion, and that's why we would treat him differently in halacha. A mechal Shabbos in public, dino kenachri. A mechal Shabbos in private, so then that at least he has some busha left. At least he has vizbaish a little bit, so that's why he still have the halacha of a Jew. So what's the machlokas between Gamliel and the Tanakama? Then, if this is what we're talking about. In the Braisa, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? So according to this, Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, the Rabbi Meir holds that he's dinoke, Meir holds dinoke Yehudi. Right. That's the machlokas. How can he say dinoke Yehudi if it's a mumar l'chal Shabbos b'far
Hesya? The Tanakama said he was a nachri, right?
The Tanakama. Well, we have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? Maru Rabbi Meir was Zinur Gamliel. The original Tanakama had said he was like a Nachri, yes. So now we're saying this Rabbi Yehuda, this last Rabbi Yehuda, would agree with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir in the middle holds Dino Ki Yisrael. Why would he hold Dino Ki Yisrael? Maybe because it's only Durabanan, as we mentioned before. So that's the difference, Professor Batsina. And Kaman Ozla, who is the following Bryce alike, who makes the following Chilak? Hadatanya Mumar Begilui Panim, Hareza Enim Vata Rashus. Somebody who's a Mumar, and somebody who is a Gilui Panim. Literally, a revealer. He can't be Mavata Rashus. Ask the Gemara, what is Gilui Panim? Gilui Panim, Mumar Havi. Somebody who's Magala Panim. Somebody who's like, not so Bitsinius. He's a Mumar? It's not a Mumar. Magala, Gilui Panim. That's not a Mumar. So, Ella, know what really must the Brisa mean? Mumar B'Gilui Panim. It must be somebody who's a Mumar through Gilui Panim, which means Befar Hesya. So that, in an Yachal Mavata Rashus. That type of person can't be Mavata Rashus. Kiman Ki Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, which is exactly what we said. A Mumar L'Chal Shabbos Befar Hesya. Maris Chayas just has a Hara here. He says, what's the problem with Gilui Panim being a Mumar? We know in Pirkei Avos it says, HaMagala Panim B'Torah is Hariza in L'Chilak L'Olam Haba. And the Rambam quotes his Hilchos Teshuva. One of the people who's considered not Bikaris is Megala Panim BaTorah. If you interpret Torah improperly, if you interpret Torah for your own, you misinterpret Torah on purpose, that's Megala Panim BaTorah. He says it must be Begili Panim, is not the same as Megala Panim. Either way, so he just makes that Ha'ara that you do have the idea of Megala Panim in Halacha. So what do we paskin? Well, Maisa about Stuki was a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's Stuki. Somebody only believes in Torah Shavuot Chassav is a Jew. But the Rush here posted his Rebbe, the Maharami Rutenberg, who says that you have to treat him like a non-Jew, and this comes up with Maisa. The Chazon Ish writes, what about Tinuk Shenishbas, Bizman Hazeh? What about, you have, let's say, somebody who has never been affiliated, how do you treat him? They're not exactly like a Stuki, but they don't believe in anything. So is that Dino Ka'ako, meaning regarding Sechiris Rishus? Let's say you're in a chatzer with a number of people who are not yet from, and how do you treat them? So the Chazon Ish writes that they would be treated as Jews, unless if you think that with a little hishtablos you'd be able to convince them. Even if you don't, he's becheskas that if you'd really work on him and try to bring him back, so then he would listen. He's not in the status. He doesn't have the status of a mumar. It's the Chazon Ish l'shitaso. Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Shechita, the whole halacha we mentioned, I think, in the past. The halacha morid v'lo malin, about somebody falls into a pit. There are various halachas about saving him and pushing him in and not pushing him in and not saving him. All these complicated halachas like a school, and Chazon Ish says none of that applies to Zman Hazeh. None of this about flies, or we don't have the concept of Morid of Lomalim Bizman Hazeh, because what we have to do is be Makari of them. We have to be Makari of them with his Lashon of Ba'avosos Ha'ahava, with ropes of love, says the Chazon Ish. So this is the Shita. So again, Tinok Shenishba does not have the status of a Mumar. And then he says, Kamo Chain, Osan Sheparsha Midarki Atzibur, Vahun Nisgada Lolo Torah, Tinok Yisrael Lachal Davar. Umanami Tzorach Limud, you have to figure out exactly how much Hishtavos you have to put in, you have to ask a Rav, how much Hishtavos you have to try, you have to see what's going to be productive, what's not going to be productive. But that is the Chazon Ish has a tshuva about. I mean, there's another important Shaila, what about Yayin Nesach? Yeah, what about, again, regarding each area of halacha, you have to know when are people who are not shomri Torah mitzvos, when are they considered Jews, when are they not considered Jews? Yayin Nesach is if somebody touches non-uncooked wine, so that's an issue of stam yenam. So you have to know, again, when is somebody considered a Jew, when is somebody considered, loses his status, so to speak, of a Jew regarding a certain halacha. What about using them for a minyan? So we say, I think we pass in Lakula, that you can use them for a minyan. Can't use them for a minyan. Again, unless somebody is, specifically doesn't believe in one of the, regular stam, non-frum person, not that he doesn't believe in certain things, he doesn't think about it. He's just not shomer shomer mitzvahs. He doesn't believe, specifically does not believe that Moshe in Termina Shemayim. So again, some people, yes, most of the balabatim in the other strands of religions don't really think about these things. Just like balabatim in our circles don't really think so much about certain things. But again, okay, I guess that's why, according to some poskim, certain temples of non-Orthodox temples might not have the status of real temples, because nobody really, how many people? Okay, maybe the rabbi. Yeah, the rabbi thinks about these things. But afal pi kein. So again, it's an issue in the poskim that is discussed. Hahudanafak, 6 lines from the bottom. Hahudanafak b'chumrusa medusha. Somebody walks out with a chumrusa de medusha. Rashi says either this is a type of ring, or it's a type of a besamim that hangs around your neck. Either way, somebody walks out hotza on Shabbos with this. Kibbutz the chazi l'Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Once he saw Rabbi Yehuda Nasi walking down the street, Kasi, he covered it. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's coming. I can't let him see me like this. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, "Kagon zem avatul rishus l'Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda would say that this person can be Mavatar Rosh Hashanah. In other words, that's called Betzina. Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that even if everybody in the world sees it, if as long he still has some busha, that if the Gadol HaDor is walking down the street, he's not going to do it in front of him, that's already called Betzina for this halacha, and you're not considered a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya. Interesting. Amar Rav Huna, Ezel Yisrael Mumar, Zeh Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya. Rav Huna has a statement. Who is a Mumar? Somebody who's Mechal Shabbos in public. Amar Rav Nachman, come on. Who is this statement of Rav Huna going according to? Because we have a Machlokas Tanoim in Meseches Bechoros. Ik Rabbi Meir, Amar, if it's like Rabbi Meir, if he wanted to say he's like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds the following. Chashil Davar Echad, Chashil Kal Dar Kula. Rameir holds that somebody is chashid for one avera, he's considered chashid for all averas. The Gemara here is comparing two concepts, mumar and chashid. Chashid means he's not reliable, he's not trusted in a certain area, but the Gemara is putting the two of them together. Rameir holds that if you're chashid in one area of halacha, you're chashid for kol Torah kula. So if Rav Huna is talking according to Rabbi Meir, so nafilu ba'achas b'kolis or Shabbat or anami. So why does he single out if you're machal Shabbos before Hesya? According to Rameir, if you do anything before Hesya, any avera, you are chashid l'kol Torah kula. Just in brackets, parentheses for a moment. One second, we had Rabbi Meir up above, who, according to Rashi's version, that said, right, even though you're Mechal Shabbos, you can be Mevatel. So how does that fit in with this Rabbi Meir? So the Marsha just has the Ha'ara here that according to Rashi, Rashi must be Mechalik within Shittas Rabbi Meir between Drabbanas and Daraisas. That earlier he allowed a Mumar Mechal Shabbos to be Drabbanan according to Rabbi Meir to be Mevatel. Rabbi Meir's Ashita here, though, about Chashir is about Isuri Daraisa. It's an important Ha'ara. You have to read the Gemara. It's two Rabbi Meirs. Seems to be going against each other according to Rashi. So if it's Rabbi Meir, then Chashil Davar Echashil Dar Kulas, or Rafuna shouldn't specify one Aveira. Ik Rabbanan. And if it's Rabbanan, who's the other Shita, Ha'amri Chashil Davar Echad, Lo Habi Chashil Kal Tar Kula. Rabbanan say, no, even if you're Chashil for one thing, you're not a Chashil Kal Tar Kula, Atavi Mumar Lavodaz Gachavim, except Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara is an exception. If you're a Mumar Lavodah Zara, then you're Mumar, or a Chashil Kal Tar Kula. So Kasha, so who's Rav Huna talking about? So two answers. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, first answer. Litein Rishus Ulevato Rishus. Rav Huna's statement is a very minimal, limited statement. He's not making a general rule. He's saying Le'inyan Hilchas Eruv. Le'inyan Hilchas Eruv, somebody who's Mechal Shabbos cannot be Mevatel Rishus once if he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. Nothing to do with general statements if he's Chashal Dar Kula, not Chashal Dar Kula. Specific halacha about the Bittel Rishus. Uki Detanya, as it says, Yisrael Mumar, Mishamar Shabbat Bashuk, a Yisrael Mumar who guards Shabbos Bashuk. Meaning he's not Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, Mevatel Rishus. She'ena Mishamar Shabbat Bashuk, but if he doesn't keep it even Bashuk, ain't Mevatel Rishus. Then it's Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, and he can't be Mevatel Rishus anymore. Dino Kanachri. Bebnesha Amru, Yisrael Notel Rishus, Venosi Rishus. Ubinachri Ashiyaskir, and this person is considered a Nachri if he is Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, and therefore you'll have to be Socher Rishus from him. Ketzad, general statement about these last two lines of the Braisa. How are you Mevatel Rishus? Omer Lo, you say Rishusi Knuya Lacha, my Rishus is acquired to you. Rishusi Mevutelis Lacha is Mevutel to you. There might be differences between the two. Kinyan and Bittel. Kinyan is someone more active. Kana ve'ein zorach lezakos. That works. You don't have to be mezaka. Rashi says you don't have to do a kinyan suder here. You don't have to do chalipin here. Just that lashon works. But that is all. Answer number one. What did Rav Huna mean? Rav Huna meant the specific halacha regarding hilchas erith. But now Rav Ashi has a second answer. Important answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Hai Tanahu de Chamira ala Shabbos Kavod Zara. Even though the Rabbanan said that the only exception to the rule is Avodah Zara, this Tana holds that Shabbos is as Chamra as Avodah Zara. Shabbos is as Chamra as Avodah Zara. Kid de Tanya, as it says in the Braisa. Okay, there's a lot to say on the next these lines, but let's at least get to the Mishnah and then we'll talk about it. A couple of points. Kid de Tanya, where's the Braisa that you see that Shabbos is like Avodah Zara? Mikem, the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, that you could bring a carbon Mikem from you. So Mikem, v'lo kolchem. We darshan from you. Some of you could bring a carbon and not all of you. Prat l'mumar, excluding a mumar. Mumar cannot bring a carbon. Mikem, so we darsh the second drasha, Bachem chilakti, from you Jews, there's a chiluk within Jews. Mikem, within Jews, v'lo be'umos. Regarding umos ha'olam, there is no chiluk. We know that non-Jews are allowed to bring karbanos, only olos. They're allowed to bring olos, but you accept. You're makablin, karbanos min umos ha'olam. Right, it says, ki besi besfila yikare l'cho ha'amim. Right, you accept karbanos from non-Jews also. Mina behema, third drasha, mina behema from animals, lahavi b'nei adam hadomin lebehema. Who could bring karbanos? Even people who look like animals. Hadomin lebehema. What do you mean hadomin lebehema? So Rashi here says, Rishaim sha'asu atzman kebehema, wicked people that act like animals, she'ina makaris is bara. They don't mock here their creator. Even them, a kabel man carbon. You can bring a carbon from them. Again, we always say, all the svarim talk about that the nefesh, the causes chait is the behema in us. We're made up of behema and seichel. So that is why it's makablin. That's what it says. Domin la behema. Interesting. I saw quoted the Shemi Shmuel. Shemi Shmuel says if you look in Parshas Korach, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he davens after trying to get them to do tshuva. He says al tefen el minchasam. Don't turn to their mincha. Hashem, don't listen to their mincha. So ask the Shemi Shmuel, what do you mean? The Gemara here says that you accept karbanis from Poshe Yisrael, from Bnei Adam Adom Lebehema. I'm sorry, let's just do one more line, then we'll do the Shemi Shmuel. Mikan Amru, because we have a drasha that you could accept karbanis from people who are acting like animals. Mekabon karbanis mi Poshe Yisrael. You accept karbanis from the wicked people in Israel. Kadeshi, Rashi says Nedav is here. They're not bringing their karban chathas and Asham yet, because they're not doing tshuva yet. It means even before they're doing tshuva. Before they're doing tshuva, you can accept them. Kadeshi Yachzru b'tshuva. So that you would, they'll be say, oh, okay. They're accepting. Maybe I will decide to do tshuva. That's why Rashi is nedava here. Chutz. Well, we'll get to the chutz. You can't accept min amumar v'amanasech yayin. Somebody's nisachamayim v'amachal shabbos before hesya. So we'll get to that statement in a minute. But first, back to the Shemi Shmuel. So Shemi Shmuel says, "What do you see from this Gemara? You accept kabbalahs from Poshi Yisrael. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Al tefen el minchasam. Don't turn to their mincha. And why dafka mincha? They brought other kabbalahs as well." So ask the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel says no as follows. The Karban Mincha, the special halacha by Karban Mincha that it can't be brought by Shutfis. Karban Mincha can't be brought by partners. A Mincha, which is a flower Karban, F-L-O-U-R, can be brought by a Yachid or by a Tzibur. A Tzibur is like a unit also. A single person, individual, or a Tzibur can't be brought by Shutfis. A Mincha symbolizes Achtus, symbolizes unity. And Korach va'adasa are being parished by a Tzibur. So it wasn't a din of Poshe Yisrael, but it's definitely they're being parished by a Tzibur. They can't get the Karban Mincha. They can't bring a Karban Mincha. That's why Al-Tevin Minchasam, because they're not acting like a Karban Mincha. Actually, he doesn't quote it, but the Meshech Chachma says the same idea on the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon. Tarech Chazon, the Meshech Chachma says, the Pasuk says in Yishaya, Perek Aleph, it says, Lo Sosifu. Rather, Yishaya is giving rebuke to the people. Lo sosifo is unbelievable. Hevi minchas shav, ketores to'ev hili. Yishaya says, stop bringing your minchas and ketores to Hashem. He hates them. Right? Because the people are bringing karbanos, they're acting like big Rishon. So he asked the Meshech Chachma, why dafka does he single out mincha and ketores? So I'll pee this Shemi Shmuel, because mincha, just like Shemi Shmuel says, mincha symbolizes achdus. And ketores, what's ketores? We know the 11 samamanim, the bad smelling one is in, the Gemara Kriso says. So you put them all together, what is it? The chelbana. The chelbana smells bad, you put it all together, and now it's all sweet smelling. The mincha and the ketores both symbolize achdus in this Meshech Chachma. So you can read it. So therefore what? So that's what Yishayahu is saying. You guys have sinas chinam, you guys aren't together. Stop bringing your mincha, stop bringing your ketores, because you undermine the whole purpose of these karbanas. So that's fits into that Shemi Shmuel on this point. That's why even Adas Kar Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Tevin al Minchasam, because they've ruined their Karban Mincha. Okay, so anyway, so what did this Brisa say? The Brisa had a couple of lines. The Brisa said that from you, Prat Lumumar, go back to the Gemara's going to split up the lines. Number one, it had an exclusion of Mumar. Number two, it said, within the Umos, there's no Chilek. Let's forget that line for a minute. But the next line said, even people who are Poshe Yisrael can bring Karbanos. Forget the Chutz for a minute, because the Gemara is not looking at that line for a moment. So let's look at the Gemara. Hagufakasha. There's a question within the Brisa. Amart mikem belokochem lohotzias amumar. The first part of the Brisa excludes mumar. Vahader tani makablon karbanos miposhi Yisrael. And the very next line says, you accept karbanos from Poshi Yisrael. Isn't that a sira? Doesn't a Poshi Yisrael include a mumar? So Gemara says, no, halokasha. There's a difference between the two types of people we're talking about. Reisha, the first line of the Brisa, which excludes mumar, b'mulach al tarkula. It's talking about a mumar for all of Torah. Mitzi asa, the middle one, which is this line of Poshi Yisrael, b'mulach d'varechad. That's b'mulach d'varechad. He can't bring a carbon. So now the Gemara says, what about the last line? Eima seifa, the last line also excludes. Chutz min ha-mumar v'amanasech yayin. So the Gemara, the last line, excludes a mumar. So that says, emanasech yayin. So hi mumar hechidami. What's line three? The line three of the Brisa that talks about mumar, what type of mumar is that about? Eim omar l'chol ha-torah ha-hainu reisha. If it's a mumar, If it's a mumul chalter akula, you've already said in the ratio that he's excluded. Eilo davar echad kasha misiasa. And if it's only a mumur for one halacha, then kasha for the middle line. Right? The middle line who says that you include Poshi Yisrael, and that you include the mumur. Elalav, it must be achikamar. It must be the last one is talking about the davar echad that are special davar echad. Chutz mina mumur, lanasech, lachal shabasas, vifarhesia. Right? Except for nisach hayayin and mechil shabbos, those two have the status like mumur the chalter akula. Alma, what is our vishabbos, ki adadi. So you see from this brisa, that's why we brought this whole brisa, to show that there is a shita out there that links Shabbos with Avodah Zarah. Why should, in other words, that just like Mumur L'Avodah Zarah is Mumur L'Chol HaTorah Kula, Mumur L'Shabbos is Mumur L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Why is this? So Rashi in Chulin Daf Hey says, because if you don't keep Shabbos, you're being kofar b'mayis abreishis. And you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world, so that is Avodah Zarah. So really, it's not two exceptions, it's really one exception. If you don't keep Shabbos, says Rashi and Chulin, it's like a mumar l'avodah zarah. It's an important ha'ara, because there are some achronim, the Gilyoni Ashasi, or Rabbi Engel quotes, that there's a big discussion, what about mumar l'yom kippur? Is that a mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula? Or what about mumar l'yantif? Right, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, kol ha'mavazes ha'moados ki l'mavazes shabbosos. So the question is that so is that mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula? So many achronim, Gilyoni Ashas, quote shitos that even l'yom kippur, even l'yantif might be mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula. So the Rashash on that Rashi in Chulin says, but it doesn't fit into Rashi's svara. Rashi's svara is that kofer b'maisa brachus mumar l'shabbos is specifically because that's a form of avodah zarah. So mumar l'yom kippur is a form of avodah zarah. So you might have to give a different reason than they might just say Shabbos is unique. Shabbos is different, and therefore. Mumar l'Shabbos is not dafka a form of avodah zarah, but it is its own category of mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula. The Mishnah Brura, we did this a couple of years ago. The Mishnah Brura in his Akdama to Chel Gimel of Mishnah Brura, where Chel Gimel is all about Hilcha Shabbos. He talks about the significance of learning Hilcha Shabbos. He talks about why you should learn Hilcha Shabbos specifically. So number one, he quotes the point that if you look at onesh, if you look at punishment as a reflection of chumras ha'avera, then Shabbos is the worst. Shabbos is a chi of skila. So if that is a reflection of the chumras ha'avera, so that's number one. You got to be more careful about Shabbos because that has the worst punishment. Number two, he says, Gemara at Ervin. Out of all the mitzvahs and all the averis in the world, mumar l'avodah zarah and mumar l'chol shabbosos is mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula. So obviously Shabbos is something unique, and you have to have a whole chelik of Mishnah Berurah on Hilcha Shabbos, because mumar l'chol Shabbos, mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula. You don't have that. You don't say mumar l'shatnez or mumar something else is mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is unique. And then he quotes the Kabbalistic idea, which is if you never did the Hakdama of Chel Gimel, you should sit down, it'll take 10 minutes, it's a beautiful Hakdama, and it's really, it's a chizuk for learning Hilcha Shabbos. He quotes the Kabbalistic idea that every mitzvah is keneged a certain aver of the body. And just like every aver, if you're missing an aver, it's difficult, but if you're missing a finger, if you're missing a toe, you can still make it around. You know, you're missing different parts of the body, it's okay, but certain parts of the body are you need to live, right? You don't have a heart, you don't have a liver, you don't have a kit. You know, these are needed to live. And therefore, he says, so too with mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that are important. All mitzvahs are important. But some of them are life-giving, life-sustaining for a Jew. And Shabbos is one of those. And then you could also put this L'shitaso to the Chavetz Chaim in Kisisa, where the Gemara in the Pasuk in Kisisa says, ki osi b'nei v'neichem, Shabbos is an os. So why is it an os? The next part of that will take 2 minutes, so it's okay that we're not there yet. So why is Shabbos an os? So the Chavetz Chaim gives the mashal that, let's say you have a guy who owns a store. I mentioned this before, somebody owns a store, and it says, Moshi's shoes on the store. And everybody knows that Moshi has a shoe store. And let's say Moshi goes on vacation. So you still need Moshi shoes, he's on vacation. As long as the sign is still up. The second you take down the sign, they say, oh, what happened to Moshi? He moved away, he closed his store. He says, that's Shabbos, that's the Chavetz Chaim. As long as a Jew has Shabbos, okay, we're not as nisser in other areas of halacha. You know, there are other places we need chizuk. Okay, but the sign is still up. The shelet is still up that it says, you know, Jew. But once we don't have Shabbos, Rachman al Islam, then that's os hi b'nei v'neichem, that's our os. If we don't have the os, then that's our identification. Our identification, and that's why Goy Shavas Chayiv Misa, because this is a special unique halacha between Bnei Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael Moshe Matnas Chalko, he didn't give it to the other nations of the world. But that is Shabbos. That's the Chavetz Chaim. That's Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim's os. Okay. There's one other ha'ara, and that. Okay, I'll start with it tomorrow. There's a Meshach Chachma, another Meshach Chachma, but the difference between Poshi Yisrael and a Mumar. Maybe I'll start with it tomorrow. Remind me. So anyway, says the Mishnah. Anshei chatzer sheshacha echad mehem v'lo irev. The people of a chatzer that forgot to make it, one of them forgot to make an erev. We had this earlier, end of the second parak on daf chavav. So what happens? So he's mevatel rishus. He wakes up Shabbos morning. Oh yeah, I forgot to take part in it. I'm mevatel my rishus to you. What's the halacha? Beiso aser milahachnas will be lahotzi lo v'lohem. His house is off limits for them. For him, he can't take anything in and out of his house. Their house, v'shalahem mutar lo v'lohem. So again, once he's mevatel his rishus, so then his house is off limits. Rabbi Lazar and that mishnah over there that we had on daf chavav, he said he had a different shita, but this is the shita of the chachamim. Once he's mevatel rishus, his house is off limits to everybody. Their houses are on limits to everybody. Nas nulo rishus son. Let's say the opposite happens. But why can't they take out of his rishus? Because Rashi says once he's mevatel rishus, so his house is like different rishus than his chaser. His house is mevatel his rishus in the chaser. He has his own house, but it's like a different rishus, so therefore he can't take out of his house. Nasnula Rishusan, second case, but what if they were Mavatal Rishus to him? So then the opposite applies. Hu mutter, the Hain Asurin. Then he is mutter to take in and out of his house, but the Hain Asurin, they can't take out of their houses, and Rashi adds on, which the Gemara is going to explain, they can't even take out of his house. So it's a little different than the first halacha. In the first halacha, his house is off limits, but everybody can take out of their houses. But in the other direction, if they're mevatel to him, then their houses are off limits, and even his house is off limits to them. Hayush, specific reason in the Gemara. Hayush Nayim, let's say there were 20 people in the chatzer, and they're all mevatel rishus to two people. But those two people weren't mevatel rishus to each other. So it still doesn't help. Hayush Nayim, Osir Zel Zep. They still answer on each other. One person could give and get, but two people can't get. And if two people are still there, it's still a rishus miyucha l'shneihem, and it's also to carry in there. When must this bitzel rishus take place? It has to take place on Friday. Bezalel says no, even once it's Shabbos already, as we've been saying all along. Mishan asan rishus of a hotzi, like we had in Amud Aleph. What if somebody was mevatel rishus and then was motzi? Rebbeir says that undoes the bitzel, and even b'shogig where gozer shogig got too mezid. Rabbi Yehuda omer no, we're not gozer shogig got too mezid, but mezid oser, but mezid would aser, b'shogig ain't oser, but b'shogig would not aser. Says the Gemara, Beisa hu da aser ha chatzei rasharia. If one person is mevatel rishus to the everybody else, so only his house is off limits and not his chatzer, say chidami. What did he say? Ida batel beisa. If he was mevatel his house also, am I aser? So why is his house off limits? Ida lo batel chatzeiro. If he wasn't mevatel his chatzer and he wasn't mevatel anything, am I shari? So why is anything mutter? So the Gemara says, no, Hachamayiskinon, he did the middle. Kugocha bitel rishus chatzer, lo bitel rishus beiso. He was mevatel his chatzer and not his house. Because Savi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold, Hamavatel rishus chatzer, rishus beiso lo batel. Rabbanan say, you can have such a bria. You could have a case where you were mevatel your chatzer and not your house. The dire entry bias below chatzer. People live in houses without yards. You know, we know many communities. You know, you can live in a house without a yard, and therefore, halachically, that is recognized. V'shalahen mutter lo v'lahem. But what about their house? If he's mevatel rishus to them, their house is on limits for everybody. My time, why? Tavirech l'gabayu. He's like their guest. So a guest could take things in and out of my house. So that's why their house is on limits for him. But what about the opposite? Let's just do the next line. Why don't we treat all of them like guests to his house? And they could carry out from his house too. Why do you say that if they're on mevatel rishus to him, only he could carry in and out of his house? So the Gemara answered, no. Five people can't be a guest to one. One person can be a guest to five. Shmamina, Mevatel Mechoser, and that's why we had a Rabbi Yosef Engel a couple of months ago that an Erevin, the number five is always used. Here's another example. Number five, always pick five for some reason. Always pick five. That's the number, the Mispar Harogil, but Mesech is Erevin. That's what he has said. So here's another one. So Gemara says, Shmamina, Mevatel Mechoser, Mevatlin. The Gemara has a Havamina for a moment that are the first two lines of the Mishnah all talking about one case. First, he's mevatel rishus to them, and then their mevatel rishus to him. Is it one case, and therefore that would prove what we had the discussion we had yesterday that you could do bittel in one direction and then do bittel in the other direction? The Gemara says no, it's two different cases. Hachi ka'amar nasal rishus meikara, separate case. If they gave rishus to him originally first, hu mutter v'hein asurin. Period. So then he would be mutter because they were mevatel rishus to him, and they would be asur. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's check tomorrow. I'll just start with that besha chachma, and then we will besham continue. Shia Farkas is sponsoring? Okay.